It's a Friday morning. We made it to Friday. And I don't know about you, Jason Cairns, but it's just like every week look back, it's like, wow. It's just while you go through the week, it can be a bit of a struggle day by day, but you go, wow, the week's just Friday to Friday to Friday. So,
Yeah, it's true. You know, like I said earlier in the week, I had to work 5 days this week. Uh-huh. So
yeah,
it's good to come to the end of it.
What do you got left in the tank then? Because they're not used to this fifth day in the summer.
I'm hanging in there. It's been a long week. I think Wednesday night I went to bed at 8 o'clock, something like that, which is earlier even than normal for me. So I was just shot at the end of Wednesday, and I'm feeling okay today.
Yeah, it's hard though. I mean, that whole discipline. It seems like you're generally pretty good with your bedtimes because it's the later you push that back, wanting to embrace whatever element and so many different things from life beckoning, and then you pay for it. For me, when the alarm goes off at 4 and days like today, I'm like, I don't want to get up.
Right. Yeah. Right. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was up at 2 o'clock this morning and couldn't fall back to sleep. So wow. I made up for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, the older you get, that can be middle of the night stuff, too. So were you able to get back to sleep or what?
No. No, I did not. I've been up. I've been up since shortly after 2. So
wow.
I'll probably have to nap later today and kind of take it that way.
I hear you. I got a long day. High school football, 8-man football. Max and Greenwood, 6:35 pregame, WOGO.com and FM 103.1. So late night for yours truly, too. So, all right. All right. We got love letter 36 today. Larry Crabb, 66 love letters. Soren Kierkegaard was the originator of coming up with calling the Bible God 66 love letters. But from Larry's book, by that title, we've got Zephaniah today. Do not settle for cosmetic change. That is not my plan. Obviously, Zephaniah 3:17, the famous verse, right, about God singing over us. But the paragraph that Jason will react to from the back of the book. The story everyone needs to hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs. My plan to profoundly change the way you relate will frustrate you. You'll think I'm asking too much. You'll be tempted to settle for superficial change that comes more easily. You should know by now that change without brokenness and repentance falls far short of the change I have in mind.
Wow. Yeah, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that pressing deeper in relationship into places of forgiveness and repentance, man, it's difficult to do that. But it feels incomplete when we don't press into those places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would just want to, on the emphasis on
there.
Relationship, I mean, Larry's the one who introduced me to the idea, like the Bible in a word is relationship, and you back it up to the Trinity, and when you see a relational Trinity, then you get it, but we're created to be relational with God and with others. And I was thinking, even saying to God on my drive this morning when I shut the radio off, like, God, I believe in the spiritual theology, relational theology, and it's just vital. If you don't emphasize that, it just becomes kind of some kind of moral grandstanding. It's about relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Relationship with God, ourselves, and one another.
Having said that, I daily blow it in relationship.
You and me both.
Okay.
You and me both.
All right. All right. Galatians 6, 9, and 10 heads us into the weekend.
Yeah, it says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
All right, that's short, but Jason's devotional commentary on it goes a bit longer. So here we go. I know, beloved, that there will be seasons when life is overwhelming. You will look at your life and all you see are weeds and bugs. And let's keep that music going. Thank you. All right. Yes, weeds and bugs. You will feel the temptation to give up and let the weeds take over. Child, stay the course. Your daily work pays great dividends in the long run. When you see the opportunity to love others with words and action, take it. Remember that my son told his disciples in the upper room that people will know what following my son is about by watching how believers love and care for each other. Yes, John 13, 34 and 35, right?
Right, absolutely. Again, I think it even ties in with that thing in Zephaniah about, you know, the daily work, right? It's not just superficial. It's about doing the hard work of relationship, and it's day-to-day work. And as you said earlier, we fail at it daily, but we keep plugging along.
And even as my wife returns this very morning, she's making the drive up, and I've said before, you know, here's my struggle and the uniqueness of marriage, right? Is this like, I love you, Peggy, almost 25 years of marriage, but the ongoing problem is I love myself more. So getting self out of the way, going to that cross daily and loving my wife like Christ loved the church. There we go.
For sure.
All right. Thank you,
Jason.
See
you tomorrow.
Talk to you. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, Caleb, there's just something, you know, you wake up like Christmas Eve. There's just something special about it. The eve of something, you know? And we are on the eve of our family fun day. We've been pointing to this day. You, my brother, have been working so hard on this for a really long time.
I was just thinking when this first started coming together was probably late January because, again, you have to book food trucks, especially when you want seven of them. You have to book them very early in the year before their summer schedules fill up. And also with Riverfront Park, again, a wonderful, gorgeous venue in Chippewa Falls. And you have to book these things very early. So the planning started a long time ago. And here we are almost at the end of August and looking forward to this event tomorrow, 4 to 8 p.m. Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls, calling it a family reunion. And we would just... We truly love to see so many of our WIB family there and looking forward to having, again, the stewards who own the station there. Mabel Louise expected to make an appearance as well, too, and just really planning to enjoy a gorgeous day the Lord has made with as many of you as possible.
Yeah, and again, you can do all the planning, and yet the weather in the Lord's hands, and boy, you cannot beat tomorrow's forecast.
Yeah, what do we have? Sunny and a high of 75.
Yeah.
I haven't looked yet today,
fantastic,
too, to see if that changed at all, but just gorgeous, gorgeous, especially after the heat wave, the tropical feeling we had a little bit earlier this week. And again, 4 to 6 p.m., lots of fun. The music starts at 6. Some people are asking when the concert starts. So again, 5:13 free at 6 p.m. and Jason Gray at 6:45. But just a word to the wise for best seating. Again, bring blankets or lawn chairs. But I would just encourage you, please don't come just at 6 and expect to have lots of room and no lines, because it does look like we're going to have a really excellent turnout.
Yeah, and again, a lot of fun. We've got sign-ups for multiple things. A two-night cabin stay from Blue Hills Vacation Properties, and there'll be more.
Yeah, and I believe now we've got a Last Chance Dells giveaway that Carol has put together. So again, if you're looking for one final summer excursion to the Dells, what she has put together is we'll have a drawing box at the WWIB table. We actually have 5 different family packs of Dell's tickets to give away. So again, we'll have lots of opportunities for you to win those incredible food trucks and a chance to support Hope Village and their wonderful ministry. Planning to hear a testimony from one of the Hope Village residents in between artists. So just lots and lots to do, and we really hope you'll come out and enjoy it. And maybe I'm bearing the lead for the young ones. Spidey's going to be there. Spider-Man obstacle course. So come enjoy that.
You cannot beat that. That's been a big hit this summer earlier here at our events at WIB.
So again, join us 4 to 8 p.m. Thank you so much to those who are sharing the event, inviting friends on Facebook. If you go right in that Facebook event, there's something where it says invite, and you can invite friends even with a simple click. You can invite everyone on your Facebook friends list. That helps get it out to the folks who might not even know about WWIB, but would be interested in a family fun day like this, and we would love for them to come. We want everyone to enjoy this day with us tomorrow, 4 to 8, Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. It's 8.5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 68 degrees, Friday morning tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show is getting you caught up on things you might have missed this week. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We know you're a heady bunch. You would like to stay informed, but you just lack the time and resources to do so. And so you count on us to bring that to you every Friday morning in condensed form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, Russia's first lunar mission in decades has ended in failure with its spacecraft crashing into the moon's surface.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for interstellar insurance claims.
Exactly.
An Italian study showed that pasta, in fact, doesn't make you fat.
Seems like every week a different food is reevaluated and found to be not as bad as previously thought. I'm still holding out hope for Oreos.
You're here.
Scientists say that the keys to happiness include being charitable, working out,
and not living in Florida.
Check.
A man in China pulled over onto the shoulder of the highway to release over 60 pigeons from his car yes, he was fined.
He was also ordered to wash everyone's car.
Punishment fits the crime.
Mm-hmm. Millennial and Gen Z couples say they're holding off and getting married because it's too expensive right now.
Some may call it being thrifty, but they call it vintage decision-making.
Creative.
The IRS is hoping to go paperless by the year 2025.
Yeah, apparently they have more faith in our internet connections than we do.
Looking at you, Spectrum.
And finally, a study finds that it's cheaper to send a kid to college for 4 years than it is to send him to prison.
And it looks much better on his resume.
For sure.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Yes, you've been hearing about it so much over the past several weeks, and we would just truly love to see you there. Asking a favor as well, would you invite someone else, maybe multiple someones, to come with you? You can do it via social media in person. You can knock on their door, send them a text, but would you invite others, especially, maybe even particularly, people who might not listen to WWIB, might not go to church, but would say, wow, that sounds fun. Man, this could be just such a great opportunity for outreach in our community as well, to let them know how much they are loved by the God of the universe. And so again, would you do that? Would you invite other people? Would you not just say, hey, let's gather a bunch of Christians together to have fun? Yeah, that's great. That's great. But would you invite others as well, too? Maybe it's a friend, neighbor. Maybe it's putting out the invite on social media. Maybe, again, we've posted before, too. It's super, super easy to invite 10, 15, or everybody on your friends list with just a click or two if you're on that Facebook Family Fun Day page. Again, it's an easy click over on our WWIB Radio Facebook page. It's all over the place, too. And when you respond going or interested to that event, you'll have the option to invite friends. Of course, you can share it on social media as well, too. But would you consider helping us out in that way and helping us reach more people who might not know the Lord Jesus, but who would come because of food trucks, because of Spider-Man inflatable obstacle course, because of free live music, and just say, hey, that seems like a great opportunity to have some fun for free. Would you invite them to that? And we're just, again, trusting that God's word will do its work. It's living and active. And so when it goes out in speech and song and action tomorrow, we're trusting that he will not let his word return to him void. And so we'd just truly be honored and grateful if you would invite other people out. Again, so much going on with the free inflatables, giveaways, local vendors, face painting. Kevin's juggling balloons is worth the price of admission alone, which he is worth a big price of admission, but it's free, so there's no price for admission. But those 7 food trucks as well. Again, if you haven't seen the listing, we've got up at WWIB.com/50th or all over our Facebook page. But Demeter's Euros, Holy Donuts, The Batter's Box, Ohana Pizza Company, Olson's Ice Cream, The Tasty Trolley, Rosie's Texas Outpost going to be there, Tessie's Popcorn Delights with Sweet and Delicious Kettle Corn, Avenue Orchard, along with their normal items. They're also bringing caramel apples and chocolate chip cookies available for purchase tomorrow as well. It's going to be such a great time, and we would just absolutely love to have you join us there. Again, it's tomorrow, 4 to 8 p.m., Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. Thank you so much for sharing, tagging, inviting on social media. And you know what? You can do that in person, too. Maybe good to have some in-person contact with folks around you. Churches, especially folks who are in charge of church email distribution lists and such. Man, it would be great if you would invite folks as well, too. We want to absolutely pack out the park. There's so much room. Again, plenty of street parking available in Chippewa Falls. You might have to walk a block or two, so be prepared for that. But plenty of public parking available, and bring those lawn chairs, those blankets, and stake out your spot and get your food early tomorrow.
And here's the best of the week.
Food truck lineup starts with Demeter's, voted best Greek and Mediterranean food in the valley. Demeter's serves up authentic and delicious Greek gyros, gyro salads, crispy fries, baklava, falafel, and cheese curds, including the square ones, the famous Water's Edge square cheese curds. I love those.
And I wonder if the guy who coined the term one-hit wonder came up with any other phrases.
Oh, man.
There's a saying that I heard the other day. I'm like, I got to look that up, you know.
Sure.
What is the idea of cutting off your nose to spite your face? It is interesting.
Rich Mullins has that in one of his songs. Green Door on a Submarine.
Right.
Has that line then, yeah.
Some folks have cut off the nose to spite their face. I think you need some words to show for your alleged face.
How about The Batter's Box? Joe and his son do a great job of this. You'll love their lineup of game day inspired foods, including oversized pulled pork nachos, barbecue pulled pork sandwiches, and an incredible batting order of their signature gourmet quarter pound all beef hot dogs, including the chili cheese dog, the ultimate bacon cheese dog, and the maple bacon jalapeno dog. Oh, yeah. Tuesday trivia round two, Dad and Dawson, the Whip Wake Up Show. There are around 40,000 of these in the world each day. The only guess we had for an young Karen was weddings, and that was incorrect.
This is Dwayne from Medford.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hi. I think it is thunderstorms.
You do? Why do you say that?
Well, I Googled it.
How about Olson's ice cream never gets old with Olson's churned on site right here in Chippewa Falls? Olson's is truly a family tradition attracting locals and tourists for homemade treats since 1944. Homemade in quotes because it's H-O-M-A-I-D. You know, it's old school and it's fantastic. They'll be bringing a dozen flavors of their handmade artisan crafted ice cream. Get a scoop or two or three in a bowl, a cake cone, a waffle cone, or treat yourself to an Olson's banana split shake or malt or root beer float. They've got it all.
Dawson, you're a single guy, 22 years old.
I am.
And we're asking, in a survey, women said these things can make a man instantly attractive.
Kicking off the list, have a sense of humor.
Yeah,
They
say, I don't need to date a comedian, but conversation should flow from serious to silly.
That makes sense to me.
Next is, don't take yourself too seriously.
They went on to say they were on a third date with a guy who got bumped while eating ice cream. His nose and chin were covered with vanilla, and they laughed because they thought it was cute. He was visibly upset and insisted he go straight home to take a shower. Needless to say, they didn't go out again.
There we go. So we'll see if we get Dawson married off here.
That's what that was about. That's what we're leading up to.
How to frighten the new generation. Put them in a room with a rotary phone, an analog watch, and a TV with no remote, and then, leave directions on how to write in cursive. My daughter, Evelyn, the oldest of our five, is 23. But back in the day, earlier in the 21st century, when our morning show for 7 years was called M&M's in the Morning, this was a drop we had.
Wasn't the M&M's in the morning? My daddy needs a job so I can eat. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's still true today. She's still eating, and daddy still needs a job. All right. Jesse Hamble on the line from 513 Free. We are excited about this reunion, and give me an idea. Like, when is the last time you all got together and did this?
You know, I think the last event that we did where all of us were together would have been the 19th of September in 2019, when we was our kind of our closing event for 513 Free at Peace Church.
How about Olson's ice cream never gets old with Olson's churned on site right here in Chippewa Falls? Olson's is truly a family tradition attracting locals and tourists for homemade treats since 1944. Homemade in quotes because it's H-O-M-A-I-D. You know, it's old school and it's fantastic. They'll be bringing a dozen flavors of their handmade artisan crafted ice cream. Get a scoop or two or three in a bowl, a cake cone, a waffle cone, or treat yourself to an Olson's banana split shake or malt or root beer float. They've got it all.
What a day it's going to be. Just over 31 hours away, Caleb.
The best of the week. Thank you, Havo.